Praise the Lord. We have had a tremendous time together here, and I appreciate the Lord blessing us in such a powerful way in His Holy Spirit. Camp meeting is great, and I appreciate that we have had some wonderful people minister with us this weekend and during this week that have challenged us, touched us, and blessed us in a supernatural way. I thank the Lord for Brother Phillips. I thank the Lord for Brother McGee and the ministry of song that has come forth through the Covenant Singers, etc., each and every night. And we've been blessed in the Holy Spirit. And now you're going to have to put up with Pastor Vossen ministering on the last evening service. Hallelujah. I am your preacher for the evening. I am your speaker. Hallelujah. But I pray it won't be a letdown. Familiarity sometimes leads to a letdown, I guess, but hopefully not tonight. I enjoy ministering the Word of God, and I have enjoyed what God has done. We are thankful for those who have accepted Christ and come unto God during these meetings, for those we baptized this afternoon, 13 people in the name of the Lord. We thank the Lord for that. We appreciate the healing demonstration of God, the miracles, the opportunity for God to minister to each and every one of you, and I'm thankful for that. Hallelujah. I'm not going to belabor things. We've already shouted, had a great time in God, worship, had song. But if you'll let me just minister to you for a few moments, I want to share something to you, a thought that's upon my heart that I pray that God will bless your soul and help me as I deliver it to you, because I need help in this capacity of understanding as well. I want to talk about crippling indecision. Crippling indecision. How many of you have come to a crossroads sometimes in your life and you have found yourself faced with a decision? And in the midst of your having to deal with making the decision, you sometimes do not have all the information you have need of to make the decision, and you find yourself almost to the place of being paralyzed. And so your decisionary capacities are crippled and unable to really function the way that they should for you to make the proper situation happen by making the correct decision. However, you try to use the best of your abilities to move forward. But in so many cases, in that hour of crippling indecision, wonderment, we wait too long, we pause too long, we hesitate too long, and we find ourselves in terrible straits. Because we did not possess the faith in the information we had, or in what little we had, or we did not understand the deposit of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom of God that is ours through Christ Jesus. If you need wisdom, ask of God, and He will upbraideth it not. He won't hold it back. He will bring it unto you. But too many times we get so caught in the situation that we forget to make the proper decision. It happens time and time again in life. Some of you came to this camp meeting not knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior. Some of you then came to a place of having to make a decision when you were confronted by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God that opened up your heart and you began to see Jesus in a different way. And you had to make a decision, but thank God you did, and you accepted Christ, and you are a new creature with a new feature, with a new future, because of that good decision you made, establishing yourself in a beautiful relationship with Jesus Christ, and then going forth in the waters of baptism, then allowing the Holy Spirit baptism, allowing God to touch your life, as He is going to do, and you're the progression that is going to take place in your life is going to be out of this world. Hallelujah. You made that decision. But for some people, it's a crippling decision. accepting Christ, paying a bill, dealing with a relationship, finding the right home to live in. There are situations in life where we are missing things or not quite ready, or we just don't have the boldness and confidence to make the decisions we need to, and we're crippled by indecision. Turn with me to the book of James. Turn with me to the book of James, chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Consider joy when I'm going through trials? When I'm confronted with decisions that I've got to make, when I'm in a preponderance of circumstances that I do not know what to deal with, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. The testing of your faith produces perseverance. The testing of your faith, that which has been deposited within you through the information that God has granted you and by His favor, is that which needs to be acted upon in certain places, in certain times in life. And we have to make decisions. Have you ever met somebody who rarely made decisions? It's frustrating. I don't want to name names, but I can tell you I have a very dear child at times who, when he was younger, couldn't make a decision about what he wanted to eat. We'd go out to eat and ask him, hey, what do you want to eat? And he just couldn't make a decision and wanted us to make the decision for him. And it was like he would become paralyzed each and every time we went out to eat. You know, you've been there, huh? You got people in the family just like that. Okay, I get it. But it's true. For them, that was a big deal. And there are times in our lives when we are faced with decisions to make, and even the simplest ones are hard to make, because of certain circumstances that bring about crippling indecision. We don't want to hurt someone's feelings. We don't want to make the wrong choices. We're not sure which is the best way to go. I don't have all the information I need. Okay, you get where I'm coming from here, church. And so when we have these trials of faith where we need to take our best foot forward, when we need to take a step of faith and move forward, we don't do it. But I want you to know, if you'll take a step of faith, if you'll grab hold to the arm of God, if you'll allow the Holy Spirit to minister through you, God will give you insight and power to become the sons of God, to see the victory of God, and become more than conquerors through Christ. Amen. But too many times we allow indecision to steal our joy, to steal our opportunity. And when faced by those trials of life of various degrees, we fail in our growth as a believer in Christ and as an individual. But faith produces perseverance. Verse 4, let perseverance finish its work, that you may be mature and complete. God wants your faithfulness to have production, which brings out perseverance that helps you finish the work. A lot of you aren't finishing what God has given you the ability to do. You're running the race, but you're not getting to the point where you're able to win the race or finish the race or get to the other side. You're incapable of making it all the way because of crippling indecision and the fact that you're not confident enough in yourself and your God to make it through. And I know life can be tough. I know things can be difficult. I know that there are situations that seem so perplexing, you just don't know what to do. But somehow you have to take what God has given you and say, okay, Lord, this is the best I can do. And I'm going to take this step. And I pray that you'll bless it. I pray that you'll help me. And I pray that you'll teach me through it one way or the other. But don't allow crippling indecision to keep you from knowing the power of God and from growing in the grace and the knowledge in Christ Jesus that he wants you to possess. Why? Because it's important that you might attain to the maturity where Christ wants you. And you can't learn unless you try. Kids can't learn to walk unless they start to stumble around and attempt to. As a Christian, it's the same way. As an adult, it's the same way. Whatever it might be. Don't let fear snuff out your potential. Don't let fear snuff out your potential. And the devil tries to get fear mixed with your faith so that he can stop your faith from producing the perseverance, the going through, the finishing participation in God's program that he has for you, that God wants for you. Hallelujah. Let perseverance finish. Finish. God, I want to be a finisher. You know, there are people who can play soccer and there are folks that can't play soccer. But those who play soccer and can truly do a good job at finishing when it comes to being a goal scorer, they are the person that finds themselves having great success. There are goal scorers and then there are potential goal scorers in soccer. Why? Because they don't quite have that finishing edge, that kind of want to, that kind of perseverance to find the way to become successful. And so they make an attempt. They look like they're gifted. They think that they've got it. But mentally and emotionally, they're not where they need to be. And in many cases in our life, in whatever our endeavors are, and whatever we try to do, we're that way. We can kind of get to a certain place. We can kind of get to a certain plateau, but we never finish. We never get to where God wants us. We never see the victory of God. We never see the exaltation of joy. We don't see the power of God just overwhelming us. We don't see what God has for those who have trusted in him. Hallelujah. Those who run the race need to run it as being those who want to finish the course. I'm not just trying. I'm not just going through the motions. I want to be a perseverer. I want to be a conqueror. Verse 4 again. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Why is it? Why is it that you've got to persevere? That you'll lack nothing. God has provided for you all things that pertain to life and godliness. But unless you persevere, unless you go through, unless you break through, unless you get to the finish line, you're never going to be able to accomplish it. And that's what crippling indecision does to a believer or any individual in this life. It stops them from seeing what God sees in them. Hallelujah. Whew. If you only knew what God had in store for you, you would persevere. You would go through. You wouldn't worry about the pain. You wouldn't have to worry about the suffering. You wouldn't have to worry about the hurt. It would just be, okay, on the other side, it's going to be all right. I just got to get over that mountain. I just got to get through that barrier. I got to get to so I can touch Jesus and see the glory of God. Hallelujah. God wants you to see his glory. You've got to go to the top of the mountain. You've got to persevere. You've got to find your burning bush. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I want to see your Shekinah glory. Lord, I want to see your victory in my life. Lord, I want to see the glory you want to show. I want to see all that God has for me. Whew. But I'm not. If I don't allow the Holy Ghost to pulverize that crippling indecision and learn to take steps of faith and persevere. You got to break through the pain. You got to break through the heartache. You got to break through those things that sometimes get in the way in life to see the visitation of God and the power of His miraculous glory. Hallelujah. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking anything. Whew. Hallelujah. If any of you lacks wisdom, now you should ask God. Wisdom is of prime importance towards taking that knowledge and that which you have that your faith can take a hold of, that can see the application of God's measure of faith in a way that sees fruition by the wisdom He has given you to conquer those things in life that get in your way, that are the stepping stones for opportunity and the victories God wants you to see in your life. Hallelujah. Wisdom. You know, it's one thing to have a book and to have the parts in front of you and then to try to fix something with the engine in your car. But it's another thing to have experience and wisdom from that experience to ascertain the best way to take. Otherwise you waste time. Otherwise you don't use the right tools. Otherwise the car never gets fixed. I tell you, somebody who's been through it, somebody who's experienced it, somebody who's conquered, somebody who's gotten the job done, they see it through. They have confidence. You've got to build your confidence of faith. And you can't grow in faith and confidence unless you're willing to persevere, to go through, to win. Not just to participate, but too many people in the kingdom of God are just willing to participate. I'm not just living in this world. I'm not just going through the motions. I just don't want to participate. I want to enjoy what God has given me. I want to see the glory of God. I want to experience the power of God. I want faith to lead to perseverance. And then with faith and knowledge being coupled together, applying wisdom to it and seeing the power of God in action. And me getting to that mountaintop. Me overcoming that obstacle. Me seeing the victory of God. Hallelujah. Push on. Stretch forward. You can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let crippling indecision stop you from seeing Jesus in action in your life. Hallelujah to God. You getting something out of this? Hallelujah. I hope so. Okay, now, stick with me. Verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God. Wisdom is a powerful ingredient in your faith walk to help you to apply the things God wants to help you to ascertain and to grow in. Amen. Who gives generously to all without finding fault. He's not looking for fault. He's not looking for excuses. He just wants to bless you. He'll bless you with wisdom. Because you're one of those who want to persevere. You're one of those who want to get to the other side. You're one of those who wants to see the glory of God. You're one of those who wants to experience the victory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously, all without finding fault. He gives generously. My God is a generous God. My God is not a skinflint. My God is not short when it comes to His blessings. Hallelujah. He's generous. God wants you and me to be generous to those around about us. Generous in what we do. Generous in with one another. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it will be given to you. Notice that? Who gives generously, who gives generously to all without finding fault and will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe. So God's going to give it to you, but then you've got to ask and believe and not doubt. You've got to ask and you've got to believe and not doubt. Many of us ask, we have a bit of faith, but then we allow doubt to come in the door. We should have closed the door. We shouldn't have let it into our temple. We shouldn't have let it into our spiritual habitation and let it mess up what God was trying to produce. But we do it too often. Hallelujah. We've asked of God. We've opened up the doors of faith. We believed. But then we allow doubt to creep in, and crippling indecision destroys the beautiful miracle, the opportunities, the victories that God wants in our lives. Hallelujah. It happens time and time again. Oh, but, well, you're not sure. Well, sometimes it's not God's will. You know, you start thinking those excuses, or people throw things at you. It's like you got a bunch of believers in your life sometimes that are like Job's counselors that sit there and say, well, you must have sinned. You must have did this and that. Or, hey, it's not for you. You know, I don't need those kind of people around, and you don't either. Hallelujah. But some people relish you suffering. Some people relish the fact that you aren't getting it done. Some people relish, and they want you to sit in that area of just participation with never seeing the victory and the perseverance in your life. Because they're in that place, and if they're going to be miserable, they want you to be miserable with them. I'm going to let that sink in a minute. I ain't going to say nothing for a moment. Mm-hmm. Come on. Yes, Brother Boston. Am I right? Hallelujah. Then they get jealous when the Holy Ghost is ministering in your life. They get jealous when the miracles are happening in your life. They get jealous when God heals your body. They get jealous when God prospers your family. They get jealous. We need to remove that out of our hearts and lives. That spirit of jealousy. That's of the world and the devil, not of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I need to rejoice with my brethren. I need to be thankful when they're blessed. I want to see the power of God in action in their lives. Hallelujah. Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Hallelujah. I want them to succeed like I want you to succeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I get a kick when I see God's people blessed. I get joy in my spirit when I see the glory of God in someone's life. When I see someone's heart change, when I see them get what I've been teaching them for years, hallelujah, it blesses my soul. Perseverance. Oh, will lead to good works in your life. If you allow God to measure them and bless them and receive the wisdom of God, then don't let Satan get in the door and bring doubt and mix it with your faith. Mm. Well, you know, that might have worked for so-and-so, but, you know, it's probably not going to work for me. Oh, come on now. Don't let that stuff get in there. A little bit of leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. And the Bible tells us that's not a good thing. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. Are you with me, church? I'm going to roll it up and finish this up in a moment. Are you there? Come on. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. You must believe. So ask, yes. But then you've got to show God a measure of faith and believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who passively seek after him. Sheepishly seek after him. That's not what it says, is it? I want to go boldly before the throne of grace in time of need, don't you? Hallelujah. He rewards those who diligently seek him. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. I think I'll shout. Praise God. Woo. He wants to reward you today, church. Amen. Amen. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, boned and tossed by the wind. I am tired of the saints of God, my friends and neighbors and others in life, tossed by the world's winds of indecision that Satan tries to bring about as the prince and the power of the air. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That he tries to bring about as being the prince and the power of the air. I want them to know that they do not have to allow that to be. They don't need to be blown around. They don't need to be kicked around. They don't need to be spat upon. Hallelujah. They're the people of God. They're friends of God who join up with the Lord. And when they do, and when they lock hands with Jesus, God empowers them and his virtue comes forth. Lord, I just want to touch you. Lord, I just want to have a moment with you. Lord, I know that I just need a minute of your time, because I know a minute of your time, is all I need to see an eternity blessed. I just need a minute of his time to have an eternity that's blessed. I just need a minute of his time to have an eternity blessed. Glory to God. You should be running around the church about right now. I just need a moment of your time, Jesus. Whew. Glory to God. Whew. Then I'll take what you've given me in this word, and I'll just begin to allow it to just move within me through faith in your name as you anointed. Oh, hallelujah. You say, bless Brother Boston right now. And that's all I need, God, and I'm ready to go. Whew. Hallelujah. Whew. Thank God in heaven. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Gates do not move. Satan is not a moving target. Come on now, church. He's not a moving target. You can go through the gates of hell. You can take up kingdoms. You can bring forth lives out of death, hell, and the grave's grasp, and bring them into the place where Christ can minister, and Christ can touch, and Christ can bless them. Oh, but you've got to persevere. You've got to push on. You've got to press on. Oh, and you've got to see through things. A lot of us aren't seeing through things. We're getting restricted vision. We have a fog sometimes when it comes to seeing through things and getting to the prize wherewith I have and can possess in Christ Jesus. Come on, church. I want to have the prize. I want the trophy. I want the blessings. Come on. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if I can stake it, claim it, and get a touch from heaven on it, I'm blessed. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo. I want you to know I've lived in this world long enough to know one thing. 1 minute with God is better than every single minute I've had with anybody else in life. Praise God. And when you can touch him, when you can be in his presence, when you can see his glory, when he ministers in your life, when he takes that faith and starts to work with it, and the wisdom of God grabs a hold of it, and the power of God begins to move, and oh, hallelujah, that asking becomes believing, and that believing comes receiving. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, something on the inside just churns within and says, hey, oh, I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm pressing on. I'm going up higher. Hallelujah. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Worship him. Go ahead. Worship him. Go ahead. Worship him. Woo! I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm getting to the other side. I'm going to possess that which God has for me. I'm not going to hesitate. I'm going to go through. I'm not going to allow crippling indecision to destroy my life, but I'm going to see victory and not pause in the presence of fear, but trust in the power of a living Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eye has not seen nor ear heard all that the Lord has for them in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been at this thing for quite some time, just living for God. I've had my good times, and I've had my bad times. I've had my sad times. I've had times of hurt. I've had times of pain. But I want you to know, oh, far above all that has been the joy of the Lord that has been my strength, and the righteousness of Christ that has blessed my soul, and the victories of God I've seen, and the people's lives that have been changed, and the opportunities that have come about because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him as they persevere. Ooh, hallelujah. Faith produces perseverance. When you have confidence, you'll persevere. Oh, they might look tough. They might look like a powerful opposition what the devil tries to bring up against you, but they ain't nothing. When you get start moving, when you get start doing the things God does, and when he starts speaking to you and gives you a plan, guess what? It's going to work. It's going to work every time. 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 He has a strategy. He has a plan. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. But when you ask, you must, verse 6, believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all he does. Avoid being double-minded. Avoid being double-minded, trying to play it both ways, church. Trying to, well, I'll just put in a little bit here and maybe it'll work. I'll hold on to this side while I do this side. No, you can't hold on to one side and then do the other. You can't live in the world and then try to be of the world and at the same time try to be in the church and be in the church. You can't do it. You can't live for God and then live for the enemy at the same time, trying to say, okay, which way do I go? No, 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 no. Let the old man die out. Let the carnal man die out. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. All things become new. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He is my possession. He is my joy. He is my hope. He is my opportunity. I am more than a conqueror through Christ. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Don't let crippling indecision stop you from pressing on, going through, receiving the glory of God, receiving the victories of God, seeing the power of God provide for your needs, seeing the power of God heal your body, seeing the power of God minister in your life. Don't let him steal from you the joy that God has for you. Hallelujah. Just hold on. One more hour. Just hold on. One more day. You're going to see the light of his glory. You're going to see the victory of God. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's difficult. But the Lord is going to show forth his glory. Hallelujah. 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 Press on, church. Persevere. Let God show you his glory. Oh, Brother Gonzalez, would you come forth and bring the singers up? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would the covenant singers come up? Let's all come to the altar. Let's all come forward. Let's all press in. Let's all go forward. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah. Let's come on. Come on to the altar. Oh, hallelujah. Come up to Bethel. Oh, hallelujah. Let this be a place where God visits you today.